On the show today, we have Tropical Financial's very own Rich Helber talking about the $85,000 gift they gave to their employees to help boost the local economy. Pretty cool stuff here, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Rich Helber from Tropical Financial Credit Union. Rich, how you doing these days?
Doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Nice to be with you. Thanks for asking me to come.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, I enjoy revisiting with you because you guys really do some really cool things at your credit union, as many, many do across the nation. But in this case, you guys have really stepped up here to celebrate your 85th anniversary, and you guys gave a particular gift to your employees. So tell us all about that. Give us a quick rundown here.
Yeah, well, you know, there's several factors were influencing us. First of all, you know, this area down here, South Florida, is particularly affected by the virus. So we got, it's really a higher impact area. So we've had more, you know, hardship and changes and things we had to accommodate people with here. But in April, you know, as all this was unfolding, several things were happening. You know, not just the scarcity of supplies and work from home schedules and redoing call centers and all that, but just hardship on employees and families. At the end of one of our board members, one of our board members was asking, well, is there something we can do for the employees?
Yeah.
And at that time, there were emerging some organizations were doing things. Some people were, for those people who were coming into the office, they were increasing their pay. Some people gave certain dollar amounts to people. And as that idea was kind of hatched and we started thinking about it, what came to mind was that, you know, this is our 85th anniversary. Let's help our employees and help our communities. Let's take $85,000 and spread it among our 170 employees and ask them to go spend it locally. And it just so happened that that number worked out to be right at $500. A person.
Oh my gosh.
And we decided, you know, we weren't going to put it into their paychecks, but rather give it to them in a debit card on a prepaid card. Mm-hmm. So we really got to use it at the merchant, right?
Yeah.
Locally. And so that was the genesis of, from really one board member asking a question that just kind of, you know, went from one step to another and another.
Well, I bet the feedback from the employees was overwhelming, to say the least.
It was, you know, and I tell you, it was unique. We got a lot of, you know, public relations, press coverage, and sure. So forth from that. And the employees were pleased. And I would tell you, it was really hit the right mark because it wasn't just about, you know, helping the employees. It was about helping all of us get back on track and taking a community that's been really hurt and helping everybody. Helping the employees and through them helping the members. It's that, you know, pay it forward idea. If you do something for somebody else and then they do something for somebody else, and next thing you know, you got something that's got a lot of momentum behind it.
Yeah, it was a nice boost for the local economy, I could imagine. I bet, you know, even the local merchants were just like, hey, all right. And that really bodes well for your credit union as well. I mean, gets you guys out into the community in a kind of a good spirited way. Kind of a give back as well. So I think that all worked out well as well in your favor too, right?
I did, absolutely. I will tell you, I was out, I have a friend who I was meeting with that owns his own business. And after we did that, he went and did the same thing with his employees. And I would certainly challenge all the other credit union executives that we all know and work with here to look at doing the same kind of thing. I mean, the 85th anniversary was just happened to be coincidental,
right?
And an opportunity to market that. But I would encourage you to find some means to help out down here, help your employees, and help the community. The Florida Foundation, the Credit Union Foundation down here, actually started a program where they're helping to match. Credit unions who do that for their employees are going to match that to up to $25 per employee.
Wow.
So they're behind that. I know some other credit unions who have done it in the South Florida or in the Florida market in general. So I would certainly encourage everybody to look at doing, even if it's $25 or $50, something like that, doing something to help.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, like in your neck of the woods over here in California, I mean, a lot of local restaurants, mom and pop type stores, things like that, they're really, they're desperate for business. So I think something like this could really probably get them over that hump, you know, into the next month. So every little bit counts. Even like you said, even if it's $25, you know, everything helps right now. So it's really great that you guys did that.
And we all know, you know, for a lot of those businesses, it's just so hard to make it go over, the restaurants especially, 50% capacity. But even all the other, you know, other places, the salons and barbershops are having to retrofit their facilities to enhance the hygiene environment and so forth. So they're going out of pocket. So
what other things have you guys, what else have you guys done for your community during the challenging times? Because I saw in the press release there was a list of other things, obviously like the payment protection program and all that good stuff. What else have you guys been doing out there?
Well, you know, one of the things that we immediately did was a 90-day, no interest, no credit check loan for our members. So, because we know we've got a big group of people, and we immediately had, I think we'll see, it was probably $2.5 million of loans, that, you know, $1,000 loan. And, you know, if they have trouble at the end of the 90s repaying it, then you term it out for a couple of years. So
okay,
makes it affordable. But here, you know, that's a no interest loan for somebody to help them pave over until their jobs come back available.
Right, right.
That was one of the things. You know, on top of the forbearance and deferred payments that we did, we have a, we did probably 60, 70% of our loans then had some form of forbearance or deferred payment on them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was quite a bit of an impact, I think, for the community.
Well, I think those interest-free loans that you're talking about, it keeps people out of the payday, the vicious payday cycle that you can get stuck in.
Right.
So I think that's, oh my gosh, what a godsend that would be for some folks out there to keep them out of that thing and then keep your credit union prominent in their minds as well.
Right. Well, you know, that's the whole idea. And I would tell you that as one of the things that distinguishes the credit union from the banking industry, or it really shows in times like this.
No doubt. Now,
that not-for-profit mentality, you know, if I'm for-profit, you know, I'm going to protect myself first.
True.
Protect my profits, protect my reserves. I'm going to protect myself. As a credit union, you know, we can put the interests of other people ahead of that.
Completely.
You know, ahead of our profits. And, you know, it's a very unique position. And a lot of people don't, you know, really understand or appreciate that until something like this happens.
No doubt.
You know, when you get in a pinch, something happens, you know, we have a lot more ability and willingness to do things like that than a for-profit organization would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard time and time again a lot of folks in the industry saying, hey, if we can be there for our members right now, they'll be there for us down the road. So this is one thing that you guys are doing for sure that'll keep that trust and loyalty with you guys for sure. So really good stuff. Hey, you mentioned earlier as well about you would highly recommend other credit unions doing something similar like what you guys did as far as the gift cards and things like that. What advice do you have for other credit unions who may be looking to do something similar? Do you have any advice, any steps or something like that you guys went through in this process, or is it pretty straightforward what you need to do?
Well, I tell you, it's really pretty simple. It's very simple. It's just having the willingness to do it, you know, to say, okay, in our case, you know, that we're facing, like everybody else, concerns about the charge-offs going forward. You know, what we figured out was that we are going to have substantially less expenditures for travel and other things. You know, so our expense structure is going to go down.
I bet.
You thought, you know what, we're just going to take some of that money and use it right now. Part of it's just coming for the rationale. There's a fear that I'm going to lose money. It's going to hurt me. I'm going to have charge offs. I'm going to be in a deeper hole than I was otherwise. And I'll say there's other monies and savings that we're going to occur as time goes on. And we just kind of borrowed, you know, or exchanged one expense for another expense.
Mm-hmm.
So really how you rationalize it is probably the bigger issue. How you do it's really pretty simple.
Yeah.
You know, as an institution, people are issuing their own cards as it is. So that's the easy part.
Well, and like your members keeping that trust and loyalty, what you did with what you just did for your employees, my gosh, that would be equal to that as well. So, I mean, maintains that trust and that loyalty to your credit and to work for your credit and work that much harder. So just really goes again above and beyond.
And in an environment where there's a lot of uncertainty and people are afraid for their future, their income, their families, and so forth. To be able to do that, it really built a lot of built the morale, loyalty, things like that. The commitment that the staff has back, it's invaluable.
Yep, indeed, and that trickles down to the member as well. So it's just this really, in this case, it's a really good cycle. So
it is.
It really goes around for sure. And kudos to you guys for really stepping up in this area as well, because I think it can be, pardon the pun, infectious in a good way. For other credit unions and other organizations, like you said, that friend of yours who did the same thing. So I think when that gets out there, it can really have a snowball effect for other organizations who want to do the same for their employees too.
And it would be great if we as a movement, had more credit unions doing that, and certainly something we could use in our efforts with legislative affairs and public. Image building and so forth. That can go a long way if we had a movement behind the credit unions to show what we're doing for our, not just our employees, but also the community.
Yep, indeed. Yeah, the proof is in the pudding for sure right there. All right, Rich, anything else to add to wrap up here? I've been sitting on pins and needles ever since I saw the story. I think I saw it in CU, well, actually, I think it was in all the publications, CU Journal and Times and CU Today and all that type of stuff. But just a great story that you guys are doing down there in Florida. And again, I hope it, like you, I hope it's infectious in a good way for the rest of the industry that more and more folks do that. And then this is something that we can show to our local representatives, the communities, everybody, how great credit unions are, especially in challenging times.
Well, thank you for the time to share this with everybody else, and hopefully they'll be motivated to take some action too.
Indeed, indeed. We'll push that out there for you, Rich, for sure. All right, Rich, thanks again. Appreciate it, and keep up the good work, okay?
Great, thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome.